you said no to them when I asked you for a compromise, just a compromise. Now I don't know why I asked you, it's always such a problem. Why make it a problem? You must be waiting for things to happen, expecting something to happen, but nothing ever happens.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 602. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Howden, New Jersey's The Feelies. I played Original Love from the band's debut album, Crazy Rhythms, that came out in 1980 on Stiff Records. That's a band that I have not paid enough attention to, which is criminal. That album says so much. It came out in 1980, but kind of set the scenes for indie rock in the U.S. and into the mid and late 80s even, and so many bands that I love that I thought were so original sound a lot like The Feelies. So that's a band I need to explore more, and I'll be picking up more records, and so I hope you like it. You'll be hearing more of them on the Too Much Rock Podcast. I got good music for you this week. I'm going to jump to power pop artist Jim Bassnight here with the track Stop the Words.
It's starting to grab at my memories. How they work now?
I'm telling you right now, if you did not enjoy that set, you do not enjoy the Too Much Rock podcast. Go ahead and turn it off now. Find something else useful to do with your day. We started that set there with Jim Bassnight, probably based out of New York City when that one was recorded. The song I played was Stop the Words. That was from his 1982 debut album, Pop Top, though I just recently picked that up on a digital-only re-release from Power Popaholic Productions that they put out on March 12th. It's an excellent power pop record. Sounds like a 1982 power pop record. That song there sounds a lot like Rembrandt's, actually. Good stuff there, and we'll continue to mine his back catalog. After that, we heard from Night Court from Vancouver, BC, the song Surfing Iona. That's on the band's new album, Nervous Birds 2, which came out last week, May 6th, on Snappy Little Numbers or Debt Offering Records. I think the two of them teamed up for that one. It's like, 15 songs in 15 minutes. That one there, 1 minute long, just a perfect song. And then we ended things there with the Ravagers with the song Susie Has an Uzi. That's the B-side of the Drowning in Blood single that came out in June of 2018 on Spaghetti Town with help from No Front Teeth and God's Candy, depending on where you were in the world. That band based out of Baltimore, currently on the road, saw them just a few weeks ago here in Kansas City, and they were dynamite. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to make things pretty here for a moment. This is Seisumi with the song, The Last Thing Left.
I'm not afraid to today. I'm thinking about it. February. This is Lily's phone. Won't you call me back? Yeah. Dial me up sometime. I'm pretty good at that. Yeah. Haven't I said enough by now? It seems like all I do.
Expecting to hear that? I wasn't expecting to play it, but I did, and I like it, and I'll do it again. Well, that is if I ever played more than one song from an album on the podcast, and I don't. That is my idea from Brooklyn, New York. The song is Lily's Phone. That's on the band's album Cry MF'er, which just came out April 22nd on Hardly Art. That's the project of Lily Konigsberg and Nate Amos. Lily from the band Palberta, if you're familiar with her work there. Just an indie rock record, and it sounds good. That song there gets pretty poppy. There's a couple of other songs that sound even poppier, and a couple that kind of sound like mid-period Juliana Hatfield, which is a good thing in my book. Before that, we heard from Seisumi from Busan in South Korea, the song The Last Thing Left. That's the title track of the band's new album that came out, or comes out actually this week, May 13th on Damnably Records. A lot of shoegaze there, but there's also a lot of indie pop happening in that band's sound. Good stuff. Anyway, we're about out of time here, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 602. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's lots of things happening. On the 11th, you got Danzig at the Uptown or Immolation at the Record Bar. On the 12th, Phoebe Bridgers is playing at the Starlight. Frontline Assembly on the 13th at the Record Bar or Major Matt Mason at Velo Garage. Strand of Oaks is at Lemonade Park that night, and the Whiffs are at Club Sandwich. On the 14th, Destroyers at the Bottleneck and Turnstile is at the Granada, and MK Ultra is at Lemonade Park. Frog Pond is playing the Replay that night, and then there's a Roseline show at the Replay earlier that day as a matinee. On the 16th, Thank You, I'm Sorry is at Farewell. 17th, you've got the Chats at the Bottleneck, or They Might Be Giants at the Truman. On the 18th, Eels is playing Liberty Hall. Sum 41 is at the Uptown that night, and Colleen Green is at Deep Space, and Fib is at Pin Valley Skate Park. On the 19th, Creepy Jingles at the Black Box. On the 20th, New Obsessions is playing at Black Box. M-Line Twist is at Lemonade Park that night. Manorfest kicks off at all sorts of locations in Lawrence, and that runs the 20th and the 21st at Lawrence locations. And then the Head and the Heart, the 24th at the Uptown, Modest Mouse at the venue that shall not be named that night. And that's enough for now. Looking at the website, only one new thing up there right now, and that's the photos and videos of the Susie Moon Ravagers and Deco Auto show that happened a couple weeks ago. But I've been to a few shows since then, so by the time you visit the website, there's probably something new there. Anyway, I'm over already, so let's get one song left for you here. It's a long one. It's by Neurosis. I'm going to play the song Lost off the Enemy of the Sun album that came out in 1993. I thought I'd just pick that up as a 2010 repress on the band's own Neurot Recordings. I saw a band a few weeks ago and really enjoyed them, but they reminded me a lot of Neurosis, and I went to find my copy of this album, and I guess I didn't own it anymore, so I had to pick it up new, and you know how it works. If I get a new record, it gets played on the podcast. So hope you enjoy it, bliss out with this one, and just understand exactly how fundamental this band is to so many genres that followed after it. What was experimental is now everybody's post-whatever, gaze-whatever, black-whatever. This band was doing it first and doing it so well here. This is Neurosis with the song Lost. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Are you lost?
Yes.
Because we don't know when we will die, we get to think of life as an inexhaustible well. Yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times would you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood? Some afternoon that's so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it. Perhaps four or five times more. Perhaps not even that. How many more times would you watch the full moon rise? Perhaps 20. And yet it all seems limitless.
Are you lost?